Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds, and I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. And I do what I do because I was looking for freedom and empowerment in my own life. And so in order for me to find it, I was guided to help other people to find it. Because often we are not willing to actually accept what we're looking for. And so that was one of the ways that they got me out of my own way, by having me do it for other people. We're always so willing to do things for other people that we may not be willing to do for ourselves. So I was guided all those years ago to become a life coach and to learn so many different modalities for helping people to change, which has helped me to change. It's one of the wonderful things about the work that I do. The work that I do is using energy to clear the energy that needs to be cleared. And so when I'm doing that, I'm also clearing my own energy. So it's a win-win situation. And I love what I do. And this show was created so that people would have a place to ask those answers. I mean, ask those questions that they've been asking. Some of these questions you've been asking yourself for years, trying to figure out why your life doesn't work, why you keep attracting what you keep attracting, why is this the way that it is. And it's really all about the energy that you are living in, the energy that you are being. And I used to always say, you know, this is all based on your beliefs, and your beliefs, that is energy. Everything is energy. So your beliefs are energy. And you have beliefs that you don't even know that you have. And we have beliefs that we carry over from lifetime to lifetime. If you believe in reincarnation, and if you don't, fine, just disregard that. But since I've been venturing into Akashic Records and looking to understand those past life connections, I am seeing more and more how past lives actually do affect us in every lifetime. There are some things that we just carry forward from lifetime to lifetime. There are some people that we have relationships with in every lifetime. They're there to help us to learn, to evolve, to come back to the truth of who we are. And it's really a beautiful experience when you allow it to be. You know, there have been lifetimes that I've had where I was killed, murdered, disfigured, burned, hung, you know, all of these wonderful things. And learning to let go of that energy has had a phenomenal impact on this lifetime because it gives me the freedom to be who I am and to fully accept myself, which is something that most people have never done. Most people are still comparing themselves to others and thinking, well, if I just did this or if I just did that, then I could be as good as this person or that person and maybe my life would be better. If you want your life to be better, open up to accepting you exactly as you are. No changes required. Because when you love and accept yourself, then you are more willing to allow the good things into your life. Because as long as you are comparing and judging, then you're probably saying that you don't really deserve it. You can't really have it. Other people can. Other people are much more worthy than you are. At least that's what you believe. But it all makes life so interesting. And I'm really beginning to love the fact that life is interesting. You know, I used to say life was interesting just so I wouldn't say anything negative about it. It was kind of my cop-out. But now, I say it because life is interesting. And life is wonderful. And the more I get out of my own way, the more I let go of needing to figure everything out, needing to fix things, people, whatever it is, the more I step out of that old role that I used to be in and let go of scarcity and separation and duality, the better my life becomes. And it just feels good. So that's why this show was created, and that's why I do what I do, because I like feeling good. So if you have a question about your life, or if you're just looking for a little healing work to help you move forward, give me a call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And one of the interesting things about all of this work that I've done and this opening up that I've been experiencing all of these years is that I've been gifted with a way of helping people to clear out that old energy. It's called energy upcycling. And it's a process that I was gifted with. So, you know, I woke up one day with it. I didn't have to go to school at all. Well, they were actually having me sleep 23 hours a day, so I guess I was in school. I just didn't realize it. But it is amazing. And it is evolving and becoming more and more powerful as I am learning more and more about who I am. By clearing all of that old stuff out of the way, it brings me to realizations about myself and about my life and about what's possible and about what I used to believe and about why I don't need to believe that anymore. So if you really do want to experience change in your life, then I encourage you to set up a session with me and experience the energy upcycling. It's $99 for 30 minutes, and we clear a lot in 30 minutes. This is a very fast process. So it's not like we're just going to, you know, deal with one issue. I think usually there's probably 10 to 20 issues that are dealt with during that time. But it's clearing whatever it is that guidance is saying you need to let go of, whatever it is that you need to be open to. For so many people, it's self-love, because we really don't love ourselves. And we're taught not to love ourselves. We're taught to love everybody else in the world, and it's more important to love all of them. And once you love all of them, then maybe you'll be okay. And that's backwards. You have to start with you. You have to love yourself in order to create the wonderful life that you're here to live. It really does start with love. And love is the most important aspect of existence. And I'm not talking about the love that you see in movies, the romantic mushy, you know, whatever, the kind of stuff. I'm talking about the complete acceptance of yourself exactly as you are, where you don't see anything wrong, anything that needs to be fixed, anything that makes you less. You just completely love and accept yourself. And it's such an amazing feeling. And I'm just now beginning to feel that about myself. And I know that it's just going to get even deeper and more profound as I continue to clear whatever it is that needs to be cleared. So if you want to connect with me or learn more about what I do, go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there is a tab there that says Energy Upcycling, so you can learn more about that or schedule your session and start opening up to you, to the energy of God, Source, Creator, whatever name you like, that is within you. It is when we come into that unity, into that wholeness, that everything just begins to make sense and it falls into place. You come into alignment with what your soul is here for. There's just so much there that we have yet to even tap into. And so I encourage you, if this resonates with you, make that appointment. Start changing your life. You can start today. All right. So now we will go to our callers. Again, the number is 646-716-5045. And it looks like Nathaniel is our first caller. Hello, Nathaniel.
Hello, Barbara. How's it going?
Oh, it's going great. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Yes, your energy is saying that you are actually doing pretty darn good. That's great.
Yeah, it's been Saturn went direct. Have you heard about that? Saturn went direct, so it's been retrograde for 5 months. So it's kind of like discouraging and, you know, not a lot of progress.
Right. Well, you've been making a lot of progress, though, over the last 5 months. So Saturn isn't affecting you that much.
Maybe it's that's the way it works when it's retrograde, or, you know, I don't know.
So how are you feeling today?
Well, pretty good. Pretty good. Just kind of woke up a little while ago and getting ready to do some more decluttering and having the angels help me, like DC was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a little of that yesterday.
Well, that's wonderful. You're showing me an image of you holding things in your hand and asking yourself, is this still me? Because a lot of the things that you have were who you used to be, and they no longer apply to who you are now.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure it's still you if you keep it. And if it says it's not still you, then let it go, sell it, whatever it is you want to do with it, but don't have it in your space if it's not.
There's probably
who
the extra
are.
Bags around too and stuff, but I'm trying to, you know, kind of organize stuff as I do it. You know, I still have some more stuff over at my brother's, but I haven't been over there for a couple of months or so. So I can finish with this stuff and then start on that stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's wonderful that you're letting go.
Yeah.
Because it's really having an effect on you and your energy and how you feel. Because a lot of that stuff weighed you down, and you don't need that.
Yeah, I went to work yesterday. I felt it's a construction site, and I really felt really kind of peaceful all the time. I didn't have to do much. I just blocked the entrances, and you know, I didn't have any problems. So
good, wonderful. Yes, you're supposed to feel that peace. That's supposed to be a natural part of you. So it's great that you're letting go of all of that old garbage that used to run through your head and tell you why you couldn't be peaceful. And now you are just at peace. That's what we've been working towards. So congratulations.
Great. Thank you.
You are welcome. Well, let's see what they want to say or do with you today. Okay, so first there is a message for you, and this is coming from Mother Mary. My beloved one, I am so pleased with the progress that you are making. I'm so happy that you are truly letting go. And we're not just talking about the physical things in your life. We are talking about the emotional things that you used to hang on to, the beliefs that you used to have about yourself that limited your life and your enjoyment of your life. It is so wonderful that you are releasing all of that, and we are helping you. You know that we are with you. And you know that you can call on us at any time, day or night. It doesn't matter. We are always here for you. So allow yourself to open even more, to let go of even more of the things that you used to believe were so important to being you, because they are not. You are learning the truth of who you are. You are coming back to your essence. And that is a beautiful place to live. Welcome home, my beloved. Welcome back to you. Okay, that's what she wanted to share with you.
Well, that's sweet. That was nice. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see what kind of dear innate statements they want us to make today. Dear innate, I choose to be me.
Dear innate, I choose to be me.
Garinate, I release all energies that are not mine.
Garinate, I release all energies that are not mine.
Garinate, I choose to be at peace with my life.
Garinate, I choose to be at peace with my life.
Garinate, I allow my inner light to shine.
Garinate, I allow my inner life to shine.
Garinate, I am waking up to who I am.
Garinate, I am waking up to who I am.
Garinate, my life gets better and better.
Garinate, my life gets better and better.
Garinate, I completely love and accept myself exactly as I am.
Garinate, I love myself exactly how I am.
Garinate, I let go.
Garinate, I let go.
Just take a nice deep breath.
All right, that's better. Thank you.
You are welcome. So have some fun today. Don't forget, you're supposed to have fun every day.
Heck, is it possible to talk about that energy upcycling? Is that just a mess of positive statements about yourself or some help of the angels as well?
It's a process where my team, my energy upcycling team, which may not be the same as my usual team, but they go in. I'm doing some dear innate statements with the person that I'm working with, and while we are doing those statements, the team is going in and clearing out all of the old energy that was holding that person back from whatever it is the statement was about. And they clear it from their past lives, from their families, from their friends. And then they go through and they clear the energy from their bodies as well. So it's like decluttering, only with a huge vacuum cleaner that just sucks up everything. And they just remove anything and everything that is no longer for your highest good concerning whatever the statement was. Gives you an idea, but it's really profound. It's amazing, and it feels absolutely wonderful. It really does to me. And the people that I've worked with love it. They absolutely love it, and it is changing their lives in huge ways and in small ways.
Does
that give you a better idea of it?
What?
Does that give you a better idea of what it is?
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks.
Great.
Hey, well,
you are welcome.
I'm just thinking what to do. I got a
and don't forget
yesterday.
Play some music, too.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Thanks again.
You're welcome, Nathaniel. Thank you for calling.
So long. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So part of my evolution, yeah, that's what I'll call it, is that I'm being guided to read a few books. Now, I go through cycles with books, and there are times when I don't touch a book, and there are times when I'm reading a book every day. And these are books that are not just words. They also have energy connected with them. They're books that transmit and reconnect you to the beautiful energies that are out there. And so I read the book Tablets of Light by Danielle Rama Hoffman. And it's the kind of book that you can only read a little bit at a time. So I would read like a chapter, which was usually about 10 pages. And then I would fall asleep for a couple of hours and wake up and feeling different. And I was reading a couple of chapters a day, you know, one in the morning, one in the evening. And this book has brought me this new awareness, this new energy, this new connection. No, it's not a new connection. It's a remembering the connection that has always been there. You know, it's all about letting go of scarcity and separation and duality. When you start releasing those, you're releasing all of the problems that you were taught life is filled with. You're letting go of that whole way of being, that whole paradigm, that whole mindset. And you begin to see how some of the things you say or do are not actually producing what you desire because they're coming out of fear or worry or doubt or something that you don't desire. So sometimes guidance will have you read something so that you can gain a deeper understanding so that you can shift your energy. And this book does shift your energy. If that resonates with you, then I encourage you to get the book. And they had me get the actual book because I usually read things on my Kindle, and this time they were like, no, we want you to get the book. Which was good because they had me sleep with it under my pillow, and I'd rather not sleep with a Kindle under my pillow. Sometimes you are guided to something that on some level just may not make sense to you. You know, your logical mind might say it's just a book. Don't bother, you know. A book can't do anything. A book doesn't have these abilities. But it's about the energy of the book and the energy that is connected with the book. Because when you are receiving channeled information, you are receiving energy along with it. So when I'm giving someone a message, like the message I gave to Nathaniel from Mother Mary, there was also energy connected with that message. And that energy was going into him while I was relaying the message. And sometimes while I'm relaying a message, there's a lot of healing energy going on that the person who's receiving the message may not be aware of. But you are always receiving what is for your highest good. It's never just about the words. In fact, sometimes the words are the least important part. There's so much more to it than just the words. So this is about opening up to the energy on our planet, opening up to being who we truly are. And if you want to start having a more profound impact on your own life, because this is about you. It's not about what you can do for the world. It's about you becoming the greatest you that you can possibly be, and that is how the world benefits. You see, it's taking the focus from out there and putting it in you, because it starts with you. It doesn't start out there. It starts in you. You have the energy of the Creator in you. It's like when they gifted me with the energy upcycling. And it was something that I had asked for because I had seen someone who does something similar to that. This is a little different, which is understandable. And I thought that that would really be an amazing thing to be able to do, and I wanted to be able to do it. When they gave me the gift, I had to use the gift to remove my resistance to having the gift, because there was that little voice within me saying, well, why on earth would they pick you? What makes you so special, you know? And so I've had to work on letting that little voice go, letting go of the whole idea that I'm not worthy. And that's a big issue for so many people. And it feels so good to let it go. It really feels so good to let it go. And it's had an impact on every aspect of my life. And now when someone asks me to do something, I don't automatically say yes. I think about it and decide whether or not I actually want to do it. And if I don't, I say no. And I've been asked to do some things that before the last month or so, I would not have agreed to do, because they were things that had been deemed to be, you know, unpleasant and filled with problems and all of that kind of thing. And I don't have that issue anymore. I don't need to judge. I just check in with my heart, and if my heart says, yeah, you can do that, then I say, yeah, I can do that. And so even the thing that I thought before would have been horrible and, you know, and all of this emotion attached to it, there was no emotion attached to it. I simply had the conversation I needed to have, and it was done in less than 5 minutes. It's amazing to me how much we take something simple and we turn it into a mountain, you know, making mountains out of molehills. We do that. And with this energy upcycling and releasing all of those patterns, all of that trapped garbage, I don't do that anymore. I don't look at something and see, well, what if this happens and this happens and this happens and this could turn into blah, 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 blah. I don't have those conversations anymore. If I'm doing something, I'm doing it. If I'm not doing it, I'm not doing it. And if I'm not doing it, I'm not thinking about it. I'm living in the moment, which is an interesting way to live. And it takes a little getting used to. Because that's not how we were taught to live. That's not how most people live. Most people live in the past or in the future. They do not recognize the moment. And when you are living in the moment, there's such freedom there. Because the only thing that you have that you're aware of is now. And so there's not all of those little conversations going on in my head about, oh, if you've done this when you were 12 and blah, 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 blah. All of that's gone. I don't have that anymore. And it feels so good to just have the peace and quiet. There's so much more to life than we realize, because we've got all of this, these patterns and this old garbage running through our system, and we think, oh my gosh, life is horrible, life is, you know, whatever terminology is coming up for you. And it's not true, because once you get all of that out of the way, life is wonderful, it's enjoyable, it's interesting, it's a very rewarding experience. And I never would have referred to life in that manner before. So letting go. And when guidance is telling me that, you know, I'm going to let go of everything that I've ever believed, and now I actually believe them when they say that, because I am letting go of everything that I've ever believed. And it's opening me up, and I'm meeting new people that I never would have met before, because I'm attracting them with who I am now. And things that I used to be worried about are gone. And things that I used to be attached to, the attachments are gone. And it's not like I'm going through and throwing out everything I own. I don't need to do that. I can still have anything that I desire. But whether or not I have it does not determine whether or not I am happy or whether or not I feel good about my life. It really is bringing me the freedom that I've always been searching for. And now I'm not searching for it because I've found it, and I'm opening up to it more and more every day. And it's interesting to me how I'm finding that things that I used to do, which no longer fit who I am now, are just naturally moving away. I'm finding them not to be attractive to me anymore. You know, I don't need to do that. I don't need to be that. I don't need to take care of that or of those people. And I can just watch other people being themselves, and there's no judgment. There's no need to fix them. There's no, oh my gosh, what can I do to make this better? There's none of that, because that's not my responsibility. We are each responsible for ourselves. And I'm okay with letting you be responsible for you and letting me be responsible for me and not taking on anybody else's energies, garbage, whatever terminology works for you. And I find myself having conversations with people sometimes because they're, you know, telling me, okay, I'm feeling really sad. And like, why are you sad? Well, because this happened to these people. I'm like, okay, what is your being sad doing to make that better for them? And they realize it's not doing anything to make it better for them. But they are determined to be sad because that's what they're supposed to be. And I ask them why, and they don't really have an answer. This is just part of the patterns that we were taught. Your being sad over something that happens in the world does not benefit the world. It doesn't benefit you. It doesn't benefit the people it happened to. It doesn't benefit anybody. If you want to benefit people and the world or whatever, then send love and light and allow yourself to experience joy. And then you are putting the energy of love, light, and joy out into the world, and that benefits everybody. It's time for us to step out of that old way of being, that old way of thinking. It's time for us to come to what actually works. So, again, the book is Tablets of Light, and if it resonates with you, then I encourage you to get the book and read it and let it start helping you to lighten your life, because it is about bringing more and more light, more and more love into every aspect of your existence. And it has a phenomenal impact. It really, truly does. All right, that was the message that they wanted me to share with you today. And again, check out my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And if you want to learn more about the energy upcycling, there's some information there that you can read. It's hard to convey into words exactly what it is. I'm still working on that. But if you experience it, you will feel the difference. And that's really the best way for you to gain an understanding of it. Allow yourself to experience it. If you have any questions for me, you can send them to barbara.healing@gmail.com. And there's also a contact me part of my website, so you can put a question there if you like. This is a time when the energy of this world is changing so much, and there's so much opportunity for us to evolve, to let go, to move forward on our path. Take advantage of that. The time is now, and you are the most important person in your life. Accept that. Live that. And allow yourself to let go of everything that you have ever believed. It really is a wonderful thing to do. I will be back next Friday, but you can catch me on Sunday evenings, Tuesday mornings, and Thursday mornings with BC Love. And on Wednesday evenings, I have Shoshona do emotion code healing, so you can experience that as well. This is your life. Make it the best that it can possibly be, because you deserve it. I love you all. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.